You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer, what's up, K-State fam? This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Once again, today, this is talking about men's basketball. We are in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Well, obviously, but in the bottom half, very bottom of the grid. It's going to be very interesting to see what K-State does. Of course, though, K-State's coming off sweeping Iowa State and holding them off late in the game there over the weekend in Bramlage, 61-56. Of course, leading by a red-hot Mike McGurl, 17 points in the contest there. And K-State ending the season with a little bit of momentum here going in to their 8-9 matchup on Wednesday late afternoon. And of course, we always record a weekly edition of the podcast on Wednesday. And for sure, we're going to have our reaction. Me and Alex will have reaction to this game. And depending on what it is, K-State season, regardless, it's going to end unless they somehow miraculously turn it up a few decimals. But I don't want to get too far, obviously. And then there are a lot of comments around here. Dejuan Gordon tweeted or said that they can win the whole tournament. Oh, slow down, baby. Slow down for a moment there. There, little guys. When these tournaments come around, these postseason tournaments, you want to focus one game at a time. And they're coming off beating, splitting the series against TCU. That's the opponent for K-State in Kansas City late Wednesday afternoon. That's a 5:30 tip, folks. And of course, I'm not going to look any further than that unless K-State wins. But if they lose, obviously, their season's over. But K-State, though, 8-19 overall, but they won. They've been on a roll here. As I flip the screen here, I called out McGurl already. Dejuan, speaking of Dejuan Gordon, had a nice game. 12-5, respectively. 12 points, 5 rebounds. Nigel Pack, only 10 points in this game. Went 4-for-12 from the field in this one. He was 2-for-7 from downtown as well, as they held off a late, very late charge against Iowa State. But no matter of fact, they sweep them. That's what they needed to go in. And that's what they needed to do. That's what they had to do. Take care of business and take care of things there in their home building here in Bramlage Coliseum. What I'm trying to do is pull up, well, obviously they're ninth in the conference, TCU, and then you have a stacked conference and stacked seven in front of them. Besides TCU, Baylor, KU, Texas, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and OU, all of them, all ranked coming in, here to this Big 12 tournament here. And like I said, K-State here, let me look at it here. They've come in here winning the last 3 of 4, if you count that last game. So they got a little mojo here, and they just beat TCU a few weeks ago here in Fort Worth, 62-54. Again, they split the season series, and this is definitely going to be the rubber match here in Kansas City Wednesday afternoon. Again, me and Alex and will have a full breakdown of this game on the weekly edition of the podcast. And by the way, if you missed out on the latest episode of Triple P, go download it, check it out. And if you missed out on any other episodes of the podcast, do that right there as well. You know where to find us as well. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the whole nine yards as well. But K-State now turn their attention. We'll see if K-State can. They have a chance here. They just beat TCU a few weeks ago on the road after rallying back, after trailing by 5. Rally back. We'll see if they can carry this momentum into Kansas City and get past TCU. They can do that. They'll obviously advance to the next round. And rumor has it they will probably play Baylor. We'll see about that. Obviously, they've been on the definite wrong side. And when you look at the season series, obviously, we talked about this year on the podcast, but things are looking up. A little momentum here in the postseason. 8-19 ball club here. This is what I've talked about. This is what I've talked about all along. You want some momentum. to wrap the end of the season. And K-State is doing just that. We'll see what happens. You don't know which team is going to show up. We'll see which team shows up in Kansas City. And a side note here, for K-State, Antonio Gordon, folks, I read a little bit of the obviously I caught this on Twitter, so I don't know what is going on. Obviously, Antonio Gordon is not going to be available for this game or for the tournament, for that matter, if K-State were to advance. So for all that's worth, this season is definitely taking a toll on a lot of these guys, these young guys. And Antonio Gordon has been up and down. He's good one game, he's terrible the next. We've seen some bright spots from here this year, but unfortunately, due to some health concerns here, I'm going to leave it like that. He will not be available for the Big 12 tournament. So K-State will have to march on. We'll see what happens against TCU tomorrow night at, or let's say tomorrow afternoon, at the, what I'm used to calling it, Sprint Center, but whatever, T-Mobile Center, whatever. I'm going to call it Sprint Center because that's what it is. It was awesome that way. So, folks, Cats, get behind your team and see what happens. They have a shot here against TCU. Anything goes here. I mean, and again, this goes back. These two teams met last year in a tournament, and what happened? K-State knocked off the Horned Frogs in that game last year. So, I mean, these two teams, again, familiar territory in Kansas City. We'll see what K-State does tomorrow afternoon. This is Eddie Greer III, another Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.